pity and starvation. Lingered on the street. He sent me on for my burdens I couldn't show. Charged me 50 cents a day in the state of Arkansas. Well, I got up that next morning to get that early train. He said, don't be in a hurry, I've got some money again. I'll give you a dollar on Thursday and all that you can show. You'll find yourself a different love when you leave Arkansas. I worked 6 weeks for the son of a gun. Alan Ketcher was his name. Stood 7 feet to I got so thin on sassafras, I could hide behind a straw. I love a different life in North Arkansas. Farewell, you old swamp rabbit, goodbye, Dodger Taylor. Likewise, you welcome skeleton, you old nice grass hair. If you ever see my face again, I'll hand you down my hair. You'll come through a telescope.
Which way John was, what? He was front and he were behind, couldn't tell. which way John Juan is long gone. I'd like to see Homer Bailey that day up at Oscar Chenoweth's store. Homer Sampson, the fiddle and lost John. Homer Bailey a dance. Big pair of six buckle Arctics on. No shoes in them. Barefoot. Homer said, "Pump on her, Oscar. I was getting every note of lost John in my Arctics." I bet you he was too. I'd like to have been there that day.
and sat along with some show ready cash. He for life insurance spent a thousand money to his fence. All the stuff and fires have gone to smash. And that last book up and says now there's all the time we did. That $20,000 we could take. So I sat right down and tried to make out the teacher's side. When he smelt the whiskey at the end, when old Pop Malone forgot that he was dead, he raised up, he shouted from his bed. This wakes us on a minute, the corpse must be in. You will have to get me drunk to be dead. They will give the corpse a successful, they killed him up. They laid him in the coffin with a fire. But the driver of the car said, "Be back, I'll never start until I see someone pay the fare." And old Pat was on his feet. You dared about my credit, you regret you ever said. Drive on, or else I'll smash your head. So she looked further down in the caravan. The neighbors tried with a true concern. She looked up beside the place of Patrick, the western place, where they built my Lord Old Patrick in the hole. Plain as 1, 2, 3, what we forgot to reckon in the end. The plot began to drop at the top of the curtain top. The earth we did ascend. The plot alone forgot that he was dead. He picked up to the cemetery fled. He had come so near going under. Lucky thing by thunder.
I'd like to tell you about my trip to Arkansas and what I heard about Jimmy D, who one time broke the law. They say the night was gloomy, the air was full of frost, when Jimmy D was Belgium steel, his liberty he lost. It seems way back in 80, his granddad had a fight with a neighbor, Halcombe Green, who claimed he was right. Oh, Halcombe killed his granddad one early morning May. Before he died, he told his son, kill him this very day. Well, Jim's dad got his rifle with murder in his sight and shot him down, stood around and watched old Halcombe die. Oh, Halcombe had a daughter and a son who swore that night to kill all deals in Arkansas and surely do it right. If you kept up between them till the boy and the girl were grown, they carried guns where they went, cause to their dad they'd sworn. But love will do some queer things, and folks, you know it's true. Jimmy Deal fell in love with Halcombe's daughter Lou. Way back in the Ozarks, he'd meet this gal each night. Her brother heard about it, he said, here's where we fight. So with his rifle gleaming, he sneaked up on the fire. With a shriek, he crumpled up as two shots pierced the air. Then Jimmy's dad came forward with two smoking guns. Said, stand aside and let me get that gal before she runs. But Jimmy pulled his gun out and with a steady eye blazed away at his old dad and watched his daddy die.
Well, Monterey didn't shoot his daddy, did he, Brooks? Well, it died, didn't he? Yeah.
Now, folks, you've heard my story about my trip through Arkansas. What I learned about Jimmy Deal, who one time broke the law. They say the night was gloomy, the air was full of frost when Jimmy Hale fell to steal his liver and he lost.
Mr. Melvin Wine, my dear friend, since the late 20s or early 30s, I believe it was in the late 20s that we met in Fairmont, West Virginia, and we met the sheriff of Marion County. His name was Bed Garrett. And Clarence called me Bed Garrett from that time on. I'm doing this because I would like to have a tape of Clarence Wine. And I believe you told me when Larry Rader and I paid you that little visit one day 6 or 8 years ago, I believe you told me that some of your children had a tape with Clarence playing some tunes on it. And I told you at that time to check with your children and see if you could dig up a tape with Clarence Wine's voice on it. I don't want to cause you no trouble nor put you out in any way, but I would love to have a tape with Clarence Wine's voice on it. So that's why I'm doing this little deal of calling on you today. I'm blind, I can't write. And the way I do corresponding is by tape. So this tape is to say hello to you and your wife and children. All of your loved ones, we wish you to be well and happy. And like you, Carol told me the other day that he was at your birthday party, the last one you had, and you said you'd like to live to see 18 more. I believe that would make you 82. Well, I passed my 84 the other day, September 17. I was 84 years old. I've been blind for 4 years. Not totally blind, I can see just a little bit out of the corner of my left eye. I can see moving objects, and I can tell daylight from dark. See who anybody is and know them by sight, I can't do it. But I can still talk, and that's what I put these tunes on this tape. They might be of some interest to you, especially John Joe Hanner. I copied these tunes off old tapes that I made back in the 70s and they they're no good. There was not much good to start with on a cheap tape player, and they have faded and become almost extinct. Well, I hope you all, may God bless you and all yours real, real good.